Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. And today I want to talk to you about confidence. And I know that for those of you that are either, you know, just starting out on your VA journey, or maybe for those of you who are offering something new or doing something different in your business, confidence can be something that can sometimes be hard to come by. And so what I want to do is just give you some tips, and hopefully they'll be helpful to you next time you're lacking confidence. When it comes to trying anything new, whether it's a new business, a new skill, a new offering, a new brand, a new direction, whatever it might be. So I think, first of all, if you're a recovering perfectionist like myself, you have to embrace imperfection, because anytime you do something new, it's not going to go as planned. There are going to be hiccups, and you can't be afraid of those, because that will paralyze you in fear and you won't take the steps necessary to build confidence. And so when it comes to, you know, let's just say adding a service to your business or even launching your business, you know, it's scary. It's out of our comfort zone. We've never done it before. And a lot of us listen to the little evil voices in our minds that tell us that we can't do that, or it has to be perfect, or if I knew what I was doing, it would be easier. You have to really pay attention to what you're telling yourself. And the best thing I can say is flip it on its head. So if you're saying, I can't do this, which is a statement, you're better off saying, I can do this. As you work through things that are brand new, it's always harder at the beginning. It gets easier the more you do it. So self-talk and perfection are two things that can keep you from gaining the confidence you need to do whatever is the next step in launching your business or rebranding or quitting your soul-sucking job. A lot of times we get confidence through experience, but you can't get experience without confidence. So confidence has to come first anytime you're doing something new. So my best suggestion, advice, would start with your mindset. Your mindset governs everything that you do. Start paying attention to what you're telling yourself when you're trying something new. And you're the only one that can hear those voices. Nobody else can. And the best way to change them is to become aware of what you're saying. So awareness is first. So start making mental notes to yourself when you hear yourself saying, you know, I can't do this. I can't launch my business. You know, there's too many VAs out there. No, there's not too many VAs. There's more than enough business to go around, and you can do this. It's your mindset and your fears that are keeping you from getting the confidence and taking the steps you need to get the experience. We all started as, inexperienced for whatever new things we've tried, whether it's learning how to walk or riding a bike. We all started with zero experience, and the way we got experience was first to gain confidence that we could do what it is that we wanted to do. So you have to learn to trust yourself. You know, try as much as you can to avoid those negative thoughts and statements. First become aware and then change, because that is really going to make a difference. Thoughts become things. If you tell yourself you can't do something, then that's what's going to happen. So flip the script. You can do it. Even if it doesn't feel like you can, start changing what you're telling yourself. And then praise yourself for trying, for putting yourself out there. Embrace that perfection. And I think one of the best things you can do for yourself is have a plan. How are you going to launch your business? How are you going to rebrand? How are you going to offer this new service? Whatever it might be, have a plan in place and be prepared. Don't be afraid of mistakes. Embrace imperfection. And then be honest with yourself and your new clients. Let them know that, hey, I'm brand new at this, and
I know what I'm doing. It's just, you know, this is the first time I've done this with a client, because they're going to appreciate your honesty and you're being authentic. And then, you know, if you want to, you know, reduce your price because you're brand new at something, then do a launch special. Please don't give your expertise away for free, but be honest and just let clients know. You know, I did this for years in corporate America. You're the first client I've worked with in my new business. They're like, okay, no worries. And realize that mistakes are going to happen. It's not the end of the world, but you have to own those mistakes. So the pickle is, for most of us, is we can't get confidence without experience, right? But we can't get experience without confidence. So confidence is really first. Mindset is the biggest thing that you have to overcome when you're doing anything new. And the self-talk is what you really have to watch. So listen to what you're saying to yourself. And I challenge you to start changing it up. If you tell yourself you can't do something or you have to be perfect, flip it around and say, no, it doesn't have to be perfect. There is no such thing as perfection. Embrace imperfection. Right? Learn to trust yourself and your abilities. Make a plan and stick to it. Be honest. Don't be afraid of mistakes. This is going to help you take the steps you need to gain the experience in order to get more confident. So hopefully that helps you, gives you some great ideas. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.